Chapter 4, Brooklyn. When about 14 years of age, I entered the Gymnasium of Chernigov. Here in America, schoolboys spend most of their time in sports, baseball and football. In Russia, the boys, and girls too for that matter, used their leisure for reading books. Our pastime was chiefly attending underground socialist meetings and spreading propaganda among working men in the city and peasants in the country. I was no exception to the rule. Leon Trotsky, writing in March 1917. Trotsky took the subway again that night. He, Bukharin, and Chudnovsky each paid their nickel and then followed the signs to the line called BRT, Brooklyn Rapid Transit, later renamed BMT. After a few rattling stops, the train glided out from Manhattan onto the Brooklyn Bridge. High over the East River, Trotsky could look out the window and see January darkness broken on either side by a dramatic sight. Lights from thousands of building windows, offices, apartments, and skyscrapers, all powered by electricity, shot high in the air, creating stark panoramas under the black sky. Brooklyn lay at the far end, a separate city until 1898, just 20 years earlier, when it had joined Manhattan, Queens, and Staten Island to form Greater New York. The Bronx had become part of the city in 1874. Now, three giant bridges connected Brooklyn to Lower Manhattan, each an engineering marvel in itself, hung by cables strung from massive towers. The bridges suddenly made Brooklyn an easy walk or train ride away, causing its population to triple in just three decades. With its 2 million people, Brooklyn alone would qualify as America's third largest city in 1917, just behind New York and Chicago. Once there, the train stopped again and again, lurching Trotsky and the others back and forth as its steel wheels screeched in the darkness, at Fulton Street, St. Mark's Avenue, Prospect Park, and Greenwood Cemetery. Had they stayed on, the BRT would have taken them all the way to Coney Island, already famous for its boardwalk, Luna Park, roller coasters, and summer hot dogs. Instead, Trotsky got off at 54th Street, a part of Brooklyn called Borough Park, a quiet place, at least quieter than Lower Manhattan.